Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, TJ.
Hey, buddy. Good morning. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. It sounds like everybody's going to have a nice weekend here in Pittsburgh, thanks to you.
Well, you know what? I'm very, very lucky, very lucky. And, of course, the association with the place I started at that brought me here for South Florida, WQED, is very strong. And, you know, this is where I live. This is where our life is.
And you have such a passion for the music. And, really, you helped over the years, TJ, resurrect so many careers of these musicians that were kind of dormant by doing all those doo-wop and the great compilations that you've had over the years.
Well, yeah, it's funny. You know, we did all of our shows at the Benedum for a long time, as many as we could, and then we started getting more demand for more shows, so we had to sometimes shoot in the other cities. But all the creative people and everything to do with the editing and the post-production, I mean, all the sound is done in Swissville at Sean McDonald's place, and so all the video is done in our studios, which you've seen, and we just moved to bigger studios in Cranberry now, so... look, Pittsburgh is incredible to us, and I've been very lucky, brought here by QED to do this stuff, and all these years later, still very friendly and still doing stuff.
And speaking of WQED-TV, tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m., you're going to air It's What's Happening, Baby. Can you tell us a little bit about this special, and how did you find it and get your hands on it?
Well, I'm kind of a super nut for not just Motown, but Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I mean, I live for everything with the Miracles. I mean, crazy. So I would take once in a while these little side trips when I go to L.A. I was working on the Ed Sullivan Show at the time, or Hullabaloos or Shindigs, and someone said, hey, they whispered like, hey, I hear you like Smokey. There's a place that's got some tapes. So I'm like, well, how do I get there? He says, first I need two pizzas. You get me two pizzas, I'll get you to the place. So I'm like, okay, sure. If it gets me to some Smokey and the Miracles tapes, yes, absolutely. So I get into this place, and I'm looking through all the shelves. It's got all these great old shows, Andy Williams, which we started to do stuff with, and all these great archival things. And then suddenly it was like the Holy Grail. I was like, the label said, ooh, baby, baby, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And I hadn't seen footage of them doing that song. I mean, I had all the others. Shop Around, Mickey's Monkey, and Going to a Go-Go, and Tracks of My Tears, all that stuff. But Ooh Baby Baby, I never saw a film of. And there's this 2-inch tape. And it was just one of those things that you luck into. And then when I got the tape to play, you find out it's not just Smokey. It's the Temptations. It's Marvin Gaye. It's the Tops. It's everybody from that time. And just an awesome, wonderful, happy accident that I came across this thing.
It's What's Happening, Baby is the name of the show. And again, it aired once in 1965, and it actually, back in the day, had a little controversy attached to it, which makes it all the more intriguing to be able to see it now.
Yeah, Larry, I think you're right. I think your theory is correct, because there was such political stuff going on with the show at the time. And look, there is definitely a subtext of racism going on at that particular time. It was only allowed to play once, and then someone literally threw it in this vault. And it really had to do with the fact that there was an office called the Office of Government Educational Management. and what they were doing in economic division of that. So what they were doing is trying to find out ways with Lyndon Johnson to keep young urban city kids in school. And in doing that, they said, well, let's go to Murray DeKay, who's in New York, who at that time was the biggest DJ, and let's let him do a show. Well, Murray being Murray, you know, he was a lot like Porky Chadwick in that he wasn't stopped by, oh, this is an R&B record, or this is a black record. He just played records that he knew the kids would relate to. And so he booked the show with a lot of Motown, a lot of soul acts. And so the certain people that were in office at the time, particularly Denver, they said, this is the worst thing. It's not representative of our country. How dare you air this? And they locked the tape away. And so there it sat for all those years. And that was one of the main reasons why.
They said the whole program was tuned to the lowest type of beatnik appeal. Now I want to see it even more.
Yeah, it's amazing. The politicians.
That sounds like a party to me, yeah.
They take a smash hit show. 16 million people watched that show, and the politicians put the lid on it, threw the wet blanket on it. And imagine that. How did you get
so? Well, because it didn't reflect their communities, and they weren't open-minded at that time. And that's the thing about the music. You know, Motown brings us all together. Soul brings us all together. And there were some pop acts in this show, too. It wasn't just exclusively R&B. You know, Murray was an interesting guy. I mean, Larry, you know from your years on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Freed was the main man. But when, you know, they did that awful thing to Alan, awful, and, you know, basically ended up killing the guy, before Cousin Brucey came in, Murray was there for 5 years, and if you had a hit with Murray in New York, as Dionne Warwick says, as Ronnie Spector says, all the great artists in the interviews I do with them, that's all you needed in life was Murray to have a hit record for you in the city. And so he was very important. I think in Pittsburgh he'd be a cross between probably Porky and Clark Race, because he was very popular station, but he had the feeling of R&B in his soul.
Yeah, and also as part of this show, you have a very touching tribute to a very special person who just left us.
Yeah, Mary Wilson of the Supremes. You know, when Jerry Butler started getting a little sick on my earlier shows, he said, listen, T, I think we should have someone else come in and host some of your other stuff. We've done all this. I'm not feeling so well, so let's see if we have someone else. So Mary Wilson came in and hosted all the Motown shows for us, all the R&B shows that we did at the Benedum with Aretha Franklin and so on and so on. And that's how Mary got the gig, and she was incredible to work with. And here we are talking about, well, what was it like to be on this show? Because you're not in your Supremes gowns. They were known for a very glamorous look and style and everything. She said, we were just being ourselves. We went to a park in Detroit and rolled up, and there we were. And we were talking for about an hour about just life, what she wanted to do. She had a million books. She had a million things she wanted to create still. And there was no stopping her. But then blood clots stopped her about 3 or 4 nights later, and it was very sad because I knew her very well, and she was so filled with life.
Well, my sympathies to you.
With, you know, in the interview and also with the Supremes singing Stop in the Name of Love.
I know you were very close to her, so our sympathies to you. This is a must-see event. It's What's Happening, Baby? 7 to 9 on WQED tomorrow night. The great T.J. Lubinsky. Keep up the passion for the music, T.J., and good to talk to you.
Well, thanks, baby. There's Sammy looking down at us.
Yeah, I met Sammy once, did a one-on-one interview, and his guy, his handler, was in a hurry. And at the end of our shoot, you know, the camera was focused on him, but we needed to get a two-shot to do some editing. So the cameraman said, I got to get a two-shot. And his manager said, no two-shot, no three-shot. That's it. We're done here. Let's go. And I looked at Sam, and he looked at me, had a cigarette burning, and he goes, get your two shot, babe.
So, great.
Amazing. All right, TJ, we'll talk to you, man. Thanks.
Thank you, fellas. Bye-bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.